Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, perhaps you, like many other honourable friends and members here today, took a shower this morning. Speaker, you were very careful to check whether the shower gel contained microbeads. Products containing them can result in...
Hear the thrust of this fascinating question. Order! Mrs. Powell, let's hear it.
Products containing... shower gel products containing them can result in 100,000 microbeads or plastics being washed down the drain every time we use them, into the water system and then into the marine environment, damaging these precious habitats. Would the Prime Minister join with me in welcoming the steps that this government is taking to introduce a ban on microbeads use in cosmetics and personal care products, with the consultation ending just a few days ago?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I think I should... I think I should say for clarity to members of this House that I am not in a position to know whether or not you took a shower this morning. Responding, my honourable friend has raised a very important point, and it is completely unnecessary to add plastics to products like face washes and body scrub where harmless alternatives can be used. As she referred to at the end of her question, our consultation to ban microbeads in cosmetics and personal care products closed recently. We're aiming to change legislation by October 2017, and we also asked for evidence of what more can be done in future to prevent other sources of plastic from entering the marine environment, because we are committed to being the first generation ever to leave the environment in a better state than it was inherited. And I'm sure that together we can all work to bring an end to these harmful plastics clogging up our oceans.